United States Senator Gary Peters visited the Richard and Teresa Bark Center for Freshwater Research and Education on Wednesday to participate in the U.S. Coast Guard's Great Lakes Center of Expertise official ribbon-cutting ceremony. The Great Lakes Center of Expertise was created to study the impacts of oil spills in freshwater environments and help develop effective responses, since current oil spill technologies are primarily designed for oceans. In 2018, Peters stepped up to authorize and pass legislation into law establishing the Great Lakes Center of Expertise. He went on to successfully secure $4.5 million to drive the initiative forward. In 2021, Peters announced the Great Lakes Center of Expertise will be headquartered in two Michigan locations. Lake Superior State University, LSSU, now serves as its hub. The other location is at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory in Ann Arbor. Among those present at yesterday's event included LSSU President Dr. Rodney S. Hanley, U.S. Coast Guard Assistant Commandant for Response Policy Rear Admiral Joanne Berdian, and Sault Ste. Marie Mayor Don Jerry. The Canadian Coast Guard was also on site. Hanley, Berdian, Jerry, and Peters all spoke prior to cutting the blue ribbon. The idea was to establish a center near the U.S. Coast Guard base and university, said Hanley. What you may not know is that more than 3 million people in the United States reside in the Great Lakes region, and more than 40 million people in the United States and Canada rely on the lakes for drinking water. The Great Lakes are vital to the economies of both countries. In fact, a recent report found that the Great Lakes support more than 1.5 million jobs to generate over $82 billion in wages. Hanley referenced the roughly 7,000 vessels that pass through the Sioux Locks each year, hauling an estimated 86 million tons of cargo to provide several thousand jobs. An estimated total of $500.4 billion in iron ore are shipped through the locks annually. Hanley identified the Great Lakes as critical to the welfare of the economy and ecosystem. It's more important than ever to protect the beauty of the Great Lakes from the impacts of oil spills, said Hanley, proud that oil spill research will be done at LSSU. The new center will create numerous employment services and research opportunities for our students, faculty, and community. We are especially appreciative to the leadership of Senator Peters, United States Coast Guard, the Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab, faculty and students. Mayor Jerry said the city of Sault Ste. Marie was excited for beautiful facility and all it will do. We are exceptionally grateful for Lake Superior State University and U.S. Coast Guard presence in our community, said Jerry. Mere words could never express the appreciation we hold for each entity's role in our society. This partnership is nothing short of amazing, and this center will help ensure the protection of our water resources. Admiral Berdian followed the mayor in comments. This facility truly is a national asset to improving our understanding of the behavior of oil in fresh water and ice, said Berdian. I want to extend my deepest gratitude to you, Senator Peters, and to your personal, staff, and committee. As member of the 117th Congress, Peters serves as chairperson of Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. He also serves on the Senate Armed Services, Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committees. The senator took to the podium. The U.S. Coast Guard will never get away from my oversight, said Peters, smiling at the room full of Coast Guard officials. In recent years, Peters has questioned numerous experts about freshwater cleanup. I was actually struck by the answer, he said. Every one of them said we basically know very little about cleaning up oil effectively in fresh water. In fact, one of the researchers said there's a mountain of literature on saltwater cleanup and there's only one academic study out there that's credible on freshwater. Peters learned that the techniques used are different, such as spreading oil throughout saltwater to allow microorganisms to eat away at it. This is an incredible resource that we don't have what is necessary to handle, said Peters, alluding to a University of Michigan study that found an oil spill in the Straits of Mackinac would be catastrophic for the Great Lakes. We need to prepare, he said. God forbid something like that would happen. Hanley, Berdian, Jerry and Peters then went outside Center for Freshwater Research and Education building to cut the blue ribbon. The Richard and Teresa Bark Center for Freshwater Research and Education is located at 100 Salmon Run Way, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783.